If my trusty wall calendar is to be believed, Monday is Valentine's Day. And that means everything is coming up roses. And that's good news for our next guest because Jim McCann is the CEO of the publicly traded company 1-800-Flowers. He's making a return appearance on this show. He joins us from CBS Studios in New York City. Jim McCann, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Great to be with you, David.
Jim, Valentine's just around the corner. You told us a couple of years ago that Valentine's Day was a little under 10% of your business. Now, is that still about right?
That's about right. And I remember when I was last on your show, I had turned my beeper off to spend some quality time with you, put it back on when I left the show, and found out my youngest son had just been rushed to the hospital.
Oh.
So we know when his appendix was removed.
Wow. Okay. Well, and it probably was February, because I think that's the time we tend to talk to you, Jim.
That's right. It's the anniversary of our being together in a very special way, David.
You know, when we did talk with you 3 years ago, you said there are three big holidays: Christmas season, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. And you said that Mother's Day is the biggest day of the year.
Mother's Day is the biggest holiday for us in the flower business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that spring quarter is very big for our company. It used to, for 26 years, was the biggest quarter for us. But now with the advent of our specialty brands, all the other branded gift product that we sell, the fourth quarter, the fourth calendar quarter, our second fiscal, the Christmas holiday quarter, is now our biggest quarter.
Uh-huh. So
but those are still the three big holidays for us.
Mm-hmm. Jim, what percentage of your Valentine's Day business is roses?
Well, you'd look at it two ways. Roses are the single most requested flower item, but they're not the most of the flowers we sell. We'll sell about 5 million roses this Valentine's Day. We'll do about 1 million orders in total for that holiday period.
Okay.
So it's a very big and very important holiday for us, but we sell a lot more of other flowers. Tulips are a fast-growing item. So while we'll sell 5 million roses, we'll sell this year probably over 1 million tulips, but it's our range of other products, our lilies and all the other products. The good news is where we get our product from heavily this time of year, our rose product will be coming from South America, particularly Ecuador and Colombia. And the weather's been terrific. I spoke just 45 minutes or so ago with our people down on the in the farms there, and they're telling us that the weather's been good. You always worry about there's always an outside possibility of a frost in January in Colombia particularly, but this year it's been terrific weather. So the crop looks great.
Let's talk Valentine's Day some more, Jim. How about one flower that I should not give on Valentine's Day?
Well, you don't want to give a calla lily on Valentine's Day. Although pretty, I wouldn't want to give a single calla lily. It's too often depicted in old-time Western movies as the flower of death.
Mm.
I wouldn't recommend that for you. You might spend a lot more time on the couch than you have been ordinarily.
Okay. So I will cross that one off my list. How much for a dozen long-stem roses?
Well, we have long-stem roses. They'll range in price from $34.99 to $1,000.
No bells and whistles, just the roses.
I will tell you that with our $1,000 a dozen roses, because we have the best range in prices for roses, from the least expensive to the marketably fashionable priced $1,000 a dozen, we do throw in a couple of things for free, like a Waterford vase and a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne and a couple of Waterford flutes and a diamond pendant. But those things are free. The roses are $1,000.
Jim, I'm a happily married guy. At least I think I am. And I think
that's
my
not
wife
what your wife says, David.
I think my wife and I appreciate some frugality given all the places that our dollars go. So with all that in mind, how much am I saving on roses if I buy them the day after Valentine's Day? And I want you to be honest with me.
Truth be told, roses aren't any cheaper the day after because there's just none left. I mean, even at 5 million roses, we will sell out sometime on the afternoon of the 14th. It's just almost unavoidable. Demand far outstrips supply, particularly in the quality product. So, frankly, there's a shortage of roses right through the end of it's an 8-week growing cycle, 8-12-week growing cycle.
Okay, how about
so everything's timed to peak for that Valentine week.
Who is your number one competition for your business, 1-800-Flowers?
Well, in the flower category, there are probably a half a dozen large competitors. The two largest would be FTD and Teleflora.
What about the Vermont teddy bear people?
Nice people. They sell an interesting product, and they don't really compete with us, although they'd like to. Oh, they now have a flower brand as well.
Jim McCann, do you ever get sick of flowers?
I really don't. Started as a florist 28 years ago, opened our first flower shop in Manhattan. It's a product I like. Every once in a while, I do like. You know, I consider myself a good floral designer. I'm, in fact, the only person in the company who thinks I'm a good floral designer. I have a sister that's an extremely talented, world-class floral designer. And we were working on a party for a family member recently. And so I knew where she was working and which shop of ours she was in. So I went over and was giving her a hard time. But I love to stand next to someone, and I'm a mimic. So if I'm working with someone talented, has a great eye for color, and I find myself mimicking them. And I just wish I had the natural creativity of someone like Julie, who's one of our guest floral designers, does all our big design work for us. So yeah, I love to do it, but I know that I'm basically copying someone else's great work.
Jim, shares of your company, 1-800-Flowers, are down around 25% over the last 12 months. I'm not expecting you to be a market mind reader, but what do you think's going on there, looking backwards?
David, a couple of things I would guess at. One is earlier in the year, we suffered from an overhang position from one of our large funds who was looking to get out of stock. That put some depression on our stock. People are concerned now, okay, where is the growth rate here? What is the natural growth rate? And frankly, we had said that we would, in all candor, we had said that we would be a company that would try and grow in that 15 to 22% range between our organic same-store growth, which is pretty impressive at 8-10%. Same-store sales growth in specialty retail, anyone would be happy with. But we'd been a little shy on our investment in the infrastructure to find the right plug-in acquisition things like the Popcorn Factory and our candy company and our other companies that we've plugged in over the last couple of years. In the last few years, we haven't done any. But I think you'll see us ramp that up and we'll be right back to that growth rate. I think you'll see people come to our story this year, especially if they see us gain traction in the second half of our fiscal year, which we're very confident we will.
Jim, let's close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. You've played it before. I'll be asking you about things happening in your world and ask you if they were stocks, which they're not. Would you be buying, selling, or holding? And a sentence or two about why. You ready?
Go.
Let's kick it off with giving diamonds instead of flowers on Valentine's Day. Buy, sell, or hold?
I would make that a hold in the sense that I think diamonds are a wonderful thing to give. But what better place to give a diamond engagement ring than in the middle of a rose bouquet?
Giving your significant other a houseplant for Valentine's Day. Buy, sell, or hold?
Good idea. I'd say it's a buy, but you also have to buy a couch because that's where you're going to be sleeping.
They're an organic part of life, but some people see them as a negative. Buy, sell, or hold? Weeds.
Sell. It costs us a lot of money in the production of our greenhouses to keep those suckers under control.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, we have to do it all organically.
Don't you need weeds in some senses to make you appreciate flowers?
Only in life, not in the greenhouse.
Jim McCann is the chairman and CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com. Jim, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Great to be with you, David.
Listen what the flower people say. Listen, it could be calling now for you. Flower people, walk on by. Flower people, don't you cry. It's not too late.
Coming up, your phone calls on stocks, on money, on love and money. The number is 866-NPR-FOOL. You're listening to the Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.